With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major heat wave hitting large parts of the country.
Stifling heat is already enveloping residents in the southwest, and it's moving east to settle in for the rest of the week. Temperatures in Phoenix have been in the triple digits. As the heat wave spreads eastward, the National Weather Service says temperatures in Washington, D.C. and the rest of the Mid-Atlantic, as well as New England, we're likely to see highs in the mid to upper 90s as the week progresses, with excessive humidity making it feel even more oppressive. And forecasters say nighttime temperatures will not give much relief. They say extreme heat is the number one weather-related killer, and to take precautions. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, Russian President Vladimir Putin making a two-day visit to North Korea.
Putin's expected to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for talks as they deepen their alignment in the face of separate, intensifying confrontations with Washington. It will be Putin's first trip to North Korea in 24 years. There are growing concerns about an arms arrangement in which Pyongyang provides Moscow with badly needed munitions to fuel Putin's war in Ukraine in exchange for economic assistance and technology transfers that would enhance the threat posed by Kim's nuclear weapons and missile program.
That is correspondent Charles De La Desma reporting. A man who twice brought guns to the Wisconsin Capitol building looking for Governor Tony Evers, pleading guilty to a misdemeanor. Prosecutors accused Joshua Plesnik of showing up at the Capitol on October 4th on two different occasions, demanding to see the governor. He was armed each time. He was arrested, posted bail, then returned later in the day. This is SRN News. A massacre of Christians in Africa.
Muslim terrorists murdered scores of believers in several villages in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The killings took place over multiple days, and at least 80 Christians lost their lives. Islamic terrorism has become a terrible plague in sub-Saharan Africa over the past 15 years, with cells operating freely in a number of countries, including the DRC, Nigeria, Somalia, and Mali. Weak governments are largely unable to bring the terrorists to heel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge in Arkansas ruling a suit filed by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions lacks standing. Republican attorneys general from each state, led by Tennessee and Arkansas, sued the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in April. This is SRN News. A Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer facing ridicule for posting a photo of himself grilling hamburgers on Father's Day. Here's Bob Agnew.
In a Father's Day post on X, Schumer included a photo that shows him smiling over a grill filled with hot dogs and hamburgers. Viewers quickly noticed the patties all appear to be raw, frozen, in fact, including one covered with a slice of cheese. Critics quick to lampoon the Democrat leader included Donald Trump Jr., who wrote, quote, "No one puts cheese on a raw beef patty. If you need help learning how to do basic grilling stuff, let me know." Following a barrage of ridicule, Schumer deleted his post on Monday. Bob Agnew reporting.
Georgia's state government has demolished a building that once housed a Coca-Cola museum. Crews knocked down the former World of Coca-Cola in downtown Atlanta near the state capitol. That site will become a parking lot. More details at SRNNews.com.